Yiraisa.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Sukkah Vav Amabez. We're holding on Vav Amabez, seven lines from the top, the last word on the line, Mechitza. So the Gemara is going through the memory of Rav, that Rav said that Shiur and Chatzitzin and Mechitzin are all Halacha Meshe Misinai. So says the Gemara, Mechitzin Hadamra. When Rav said Mechitzin are Halacha Meshe Misinai, it's referring to what we said before already, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir had a different Makar, that a Sukkah needs to be at least 10 Tefachim tall. We said according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no Makar, and we said that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's Halacha Meshe Misinai. So that's what Rav meant when he said Mechitzin are Halacha Meshe Misinai, he meant the fact that the Sukkah needs to be at least 10 Tefachim tall. Well, says the Gemara, Nichal Rabbi Yehuda, El Rabbi Meir Ma'ikal Meimar. That works according to Rabbi Yehuda. But Rabbi Meir has a different makar from a pasuk that a sukkah needs to be 10 tefachim tall. So according to Rabbi Meir, so what did Rav mean when he said that Mechitzin are Halacha Meshe Misinai? Says the Gemara, Ki Asai Hilchasa, L'Gud V'Lavud V'Daifin Akuma. Lamai said there are other Halacha Meshe Misinai ways of making walls, perhaps making schach even, and those are learned out from the Halacha Meshe Misinai. These various halachas of good asik, good achis, lovud, which we'll talk about later, and daifin akuma, that we mentioned in Daf Talad, that's all included in the Halacha Meshe Misinai of Mechitza. We mentioned in the Mishnah, Vishein La Shalish Tefanis, a sukkah that doesn't have three walls as possible. So now says the Gemara Tan Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, that Shtayim Kilchasan, Vishlishis Afilu Tefach, a sukkah only needs to have two complete walls, and then the third wall could be just the Tefach. That's the Shita of the Rabbanan. However, Rab Shimon Aymer, Shalish Kilchasan, Veravias Afilu Tefach. Rab Shimon Tzchaylik, he said it needs three full walls, and then the fourth wall could be just the Tefach. But Maika Miflegi, what's the Machlaikas Talian? Rabbanan Savriyashim Le Masiris, Rab Shimon Savriyashim Le Mikra. The Rabbanan say that we go based on the way a word is written, and Rabbi Shimon holds we go baser the way a word is read. The Gemara explains: Rabbanan Savri Yeshem L'Masayres, we go baser the way a word is written. Basukas, basukas, basukais. It said the way it's written in the Torah. There's three times it says basukais. We read it basukais by all the times, but the first two times it says it b'lashon yachid. It says it chaser without a vav. It says kiilu basukas, basukas. We read it basukat, basukais, but it's written basukas. And then the third time it says basukas. Kois, that's plural. So that's Hare Kan Arba, that's four times. Two times Blush and Yachid, one time Blush and Rabim, that's four. Now, Dal Chad Gufei, one pasuk is just to teach us, one word is just to teach us about the concept of Sukkah. So, Pashuluhu Tlaso. So that takes away the first Blush and Yachid Basukas. You're left with one Basukas and one Basukais, so that's three. So that teaches us Shtayim Kilchasan, that two walls have to be Mamish regular walls Kilchasan with the regular length. Vasai Hilchaso Gras Lishlishis Vaikma Tefach, and the Halacha Meshe Misinai comes to subtract from the third wall and tell us that it could be just the Tefach. That's what the Rabbanan hold. And Rabbi Shimon Savar, Yechin Lamikra, the Ikar is the way we read the word. Basukais, basukais, basukais. And by all three times, we read the Belashan Rabbin, basukais. Harei kad shesh, that's six. Dal chad kuraut legufei. Now one word has to be used to teach us about the concept of sukkah. So pashlu arbas, now you're left with four. Shalish kilchasan, so it's three walls that are kilchasan. And then asai hilchaso ugrasil urvias va'ik masai tefach. And the Halacha Meshe Misinai tells us about the fourth one, that it could be just the tefach. So that's the first beer in the machlaikas, and that's a machlaikas about yeshem l'masayres or yeshem l'mikra. Everybody holds we go basa the way a word is read, and so we read it, so we have six, one legufe, now we're left with four. V'hachabaka mifligi. The machlekes is as follows. Mar savar schacha ba'ikra, umar savar schacha loy ba'ikra. The chachamim hold that even though we're left with four, but now we need to use one to teach us about the schach of the sukkah. We can't just darshan from these words about the walls, one has to be about the schach. And the Rabbanan hold, Rab Shimon hold, sorry, that we don't need one about the schach, because the whole word sukkah is al shem aschach kariyah sukkah. We don't need an extra drasha for that, and therefore all of these four are used to teach us about the walls, shlishis kilchasan, and then the fourth one's a filu tefach. Everybody holds we go basa the way a word is written, and therefore it's four. One the gufe, we're left with three. V'hachabak miflegi, the machlekes is as follows. Mar savar kiyasa hilchasa legareya, umar savar kiyasa hilchasa lohaisif. It's a machlekes if the Halacha Meshe Misinai is coming to subtract from the third wall, or is it coming to add a fourth wall? The Rabbanan holds it's coming to subtract, and the Rab Shimon holds it's coming to add. Everybody holds the halacha comes to subtract. And everybody holds the yeshim lemasayres. So it's sukkah, sukkah, sukkahis. That's four. V'hacha b'darshan tchilos kamiflegi. They're arguing if we need chadagufe. Or could we darshan, or everyone holds we need chadagufe, but could we darshan that one also regarding the walls? Mar savar darshan tchilos. The Reb Shimon holds that we are allowed to darshan tchilos, even though it's needed the gufe, but once we're darshaning the rest of them, so we could darshan the first one as well, and therefore we have four. And the Halacha Meshem Sinai tells us that just the fourth one's a tefach. Umar Savar ain't darshan tchilos, and the Rabbanan hold that no, you can't darshan the first one at all. We're left with three. And the Halacha Meshem Sinai tells us that the third one is a tefach, and it's only shtayim kilchasa. Rav Masna Amar, it's not a beer of the machlaikis, but Tamid Reb Shimon, the reason for Reb Shimon that he holds that the sukkah needs to be so significant, three full walls, and the fourth one is a tefach, is mehachatz on the following pasuk. The pasuk describes, b'sukkah tia letzel yoyimam mechayrev ulamachsa lemister mizarim mimatar, that the sukkah is going to be for shade, it's going to protect from the rain, it protects from all these elements, and therefore sukkah needs to be a substantial structure, it needs to be three full walls, and the fourth wall could be just a tefach. That's the reason for Reb Shimon.